I'm not pulling on the driveway. We all know what that means. It's time for another Drive to Work, Coronavirus Edition. Okay, so last week I did some fun trivia on the shortest names. So I thought I would sort of mirror that with another trivia on the longest names. So this is a list of names based on how many letters they have in their name. And turns out there some of them have a lot. Okay, so our longest, so we'll start with number one. Our longest has 141 letters in it. And if you know anything about Magic cards, this shouldn't, I mean, you might not remember the name of this card, but you probably should know that this is the card. So, this card, for the only clue you need to know is there's 141 letters in it. That should be enough for you to be able to figure it out. I'll read the flavor text though. So the flavor text is, just call it OMRSTPLRLCNSWMTCTHTALCNEEE for short. There's the other clue. Okay, so this comes from Unhinged, a card that only by definition can we make a name this long. So it is, our market research shows that players like really long card names, so we made this card to have the absolute longest card name ever, Elemental. One green, it's an elemental, 2/2. Art Rampage. Whenever this becomes blocked by a creature, it gets +2/+2 for each creature in the blocker's art beyond the first. So what happened was, I knew I wanted to make a really, really long name. So Unhinged both made the shortest name ever, with no letters in the name, and the longest name with 141. The way this card got made is, I made a name, and we put it around, and it wasn't long enough, so I kept having to add to it until we made it long enough that it fit. I knew it was always going to end up with Elemental. I mean, blah, 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 Elemental, because I was making fun of how we have crazy, weird Elemental things. Now, it turns out that I just made up the fact that our market research shows that players like really long names. But when I mentioned that on my blog one day, it turns out that there's a guy who runs a thing where they have people vote all the time, that they have... They were voting for the best Magic card of all time. So they had people voting every day. And it turns out that longer names do slightly better than shorter names. So even though I made up the fact, it turns out that it's actually kind of true. But anyway, this was... this card was named to be the longest name. It was designed to be the longest name. And then I think we had Art Rampage for... I just had the idea of Art Rampage. And we ended up marrying them two together, but... Okay, so the second longest name is 64 letters long. This is another, the first few are silver border cards, only cause just what you need to be able to fit it in. So this is another one where the name has to sort of bend around to fit. This card is kind of famous for having three variables in it. It has an X, a Y, and a Z. And it's a red card, but it doesn't have a red frame. So this is, can you guess this one? I'll give you the flavor text. Monday to Friday, 9 to 8 a.m., 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., Pacific 206-624-0933. And by the way, in Oracle, the Oracle flavor text is, the number printed on the card is no longer in service. For help, go to wizards.help.com or find us on Twitter at wizards_help. I do like the updated reminder text tells you how to find them. So this is the ultimate nightmare of Wizard of the Coast customer service. XYZ, red, although it has a blue frame as part of the joke. The ultimate nightmare of Wizard of the Coast customer service deals X damage to each of Y target creatures and Z target players. And then it has the time and the phone number. By the way, at the time, that was the original phone number, by the way. That is no longer, but that was a number. Okay, next up. We have 41 letters. Now, we're still in un-territory, but the reason this has 41, the reason this one fits is there's something unique about the card that lets the name fit. So what is it? And the answer is, the card is sideways. It's oriented sideways. It's an enchantment from Unglued, and the name of it is Burning Cinder Fury of Crimson Chaos Fire. It's an enchantment. Whenever any player taps a card, that player gives control of that card to an opponent at end of turn. If a player does not tap any non-land cards during his or her turn, Burning Cinder Fury of Crimson Chaos Fire deals 3 damage to that player at end of turn. It was made to be a total chaos card. Just everybody swapping things to other people. But we like the idea that we could do it sideways because it's an enchantment. We could. This is the first card, I think, ever that has a sideways orientation. And the art is everything is sideways. And because it had a long orientation, we could fit a longer name. And I think I just picked all the words that we used most often in red cards. So it's just a lot of really used red card names. That all talked about, you know, things that you would see in red. Okay, number four longest. We're still in unsets because unsets do crazy long names. So this one is actually, I think, came out last year. Sorry, it did not. This one came out, we have done a series of Magic cards, in various unsets that, were a theme of cards. This is the middle one of the theme, and it is, the way we fit it on the card is we had to shrink the letters down very small, and there's two lines of text on this card. And this card is making reference to a card that appeared. So this is an unhinged card that makes reference to an unstable card. And the unstable card came about because Ron Spencer, as a joke, turned in a sketch that was supposed to be for this super creepy, scary creature. But instead, it was a mouse drinking hot cocoa. And I liked that image, so I later used it. So this card is Infernal Spawn of Evil, which is obviously riffing on Infernal Spawn of Evil. It's 8BB, 8/8 for a creature demon child, flying first strike trample. Once each turn while you're searching your library, you may pay 1BB, reveal Infernal Spawn of Evil from your library and say, I'm coming too. If you do, Infernal Spawn of Evil deals 2 damage to a player of your choice. So this is riffing off, the original, Infernal Spawn of Evil. Okay. Now we get to number 5. Number 5 is 33. It's tied. One of them is silver border, one of them is not. So first we're going to do the silver border one first. So the silver border, the story behind the silver border is I originally had a name for this card, and while we were doing naming, I realized that we'd already used the name. And that led to this new name. The new name has parentheticals. There's a few parentheticals. Unsense do it a few times, but there's parentheticals in the title. It is from Unhinged. And the artist is Pete, yes, the Urzazi Legacy 1 Venters. So what's this card? Erase, not the Urzazi Legacy 1. So what happened was this card, in the art, there's literally an eraser erasing a creature. And so I called it Erase. And it turned out I forgot that Urzazi Legacy had an erase. But then we got an even better name, which is Erase, not the Urza's Legacy one, which is a great name. So it costs 2 and a white, instant. If you control 2 or more white permanents that share an artist, you may play Erase, not the Urza's Legacy one, without paying its mana cost. Remove target enchantment from the game. And then the flavor text is, synonyms for Erase we haven't used are Ablate, Abrade, Chafe, Fray, Frazzle, Scuff, and Scrub. And in the Oracle text, Abrade and Frazzle have been scratched off because they have been used. So there's... Only unsets have jokes in the Oracle text. Now we're going to get to, we're through, I mean, there's a few silver border ones coming, but now we're into a black border card. So this is the longest, 33 letters, the longest name of a non-silver border card. This card first showed up in Champions of Kamigawa. It is a legendary land. And the flavor text is, if a land can be said to have a heart, this, I'm not saying what the name is the Heart of Kamigawa. It also is the only card, I believe, that references a certain relative. I believe it's the only one that references the relative. Okay, so what is the card? It is Okina, Temple to the Grandfathers. Legendary land, tap at green to your mana pool, green and tap, target legendary creature gets +1/+1 until end of turn. Okay, so now we get to the 31s. And there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. But a few of these are quirky in a couple different ways. Okay, so the first one we're going to do is a scheme. So schemes are from Arch Enemy. And this is what the arch enemy plays. When you so arch enemy, for those that don't know, multiple people play against one person. The one person has a special deck of schemes that allows him to do more powerful things. And we name these schemes. There's a lot of fun supervillain sort of flavor to these. So this scheme, when you set the scheme in motion, destroy all non-land permanents target opponent controls. And the flavor text is, I'd call that a successful first test, Gollum. Rearm the Doom Citadel. Okay, so what is this card? It is Behold the Power of Destruction at 31 characters. Okay, next. Okay, so this is... Okay, we're going to do the first one. Okay, so the longest, the of this list in front of me, the one that is, I believe, the oldest one, goes all the way back to 1994, and it first showed up in Antiquities. So this is from Antiquities. I think this is the earliest name on this list. Goes back to Antiquities, and it was kind of following up a cycle that showed up in Alpha, and this was... one of the things that Antiquities did is there were some cycles of which there were five of them, and Antiquities made a sixth one. So this is an enchantment. Have you guys got this one yet? It has a mana value of 2, and the flavor text is Memnarch shall rage against us, we shall endure. Although that's not the original one. Antiquities did not have flavor. The original Antiquities did not have flavor text. That is a later piece. So it got, this has been reprinted a couple times. It was in 5th edition. It was in 5th Dawn. It was in 4th and 5th edition and 5th Dawn. What is this card? It is Circle of Protection Artifacts. 1 and a white enchantment. 2:, the next time an artifact source of your choice would deal damage to you this turn, prevent that damage. Obviously, the first 4 Circle Protections were in Alpha. The 5th one, Circle Protection Black. So white... blue, red, and green were in Alpha. We accidentally left off Black. That showed up in Beta. But then this showed up in Antiquities. Okay, so what is the next oldest? I believe the next oldest shows up just a set later. In Legends. And it's actually a pretty powerful card. This card shows up in formats that you're able to play cards from Legends in. It is a legendary land, and the art was done by Nicola Leonard. Does anyone know what this is? It is the Tabernacle at Pendrell Vale. Legendary land, all creatures have, quote, at the beginning of your upkeep, destroy this creature unless you pay 1 mana. So it gives an upkeep cost to all creatures. And it is played in older formats. Okay, next up. Is a character from where does she show up? Hold on a second. She shows up. She is part of the Kaladesh story. So this is a character in Kaladesh. So she shows up in the set Kaladesh. She's in set Kaladesh. She is a legendary creature. She has a relationship with Chandra, who's from that world. So her flavor text is, inspiration is reciprocal. We all have a responsibility to each other to create. Legendary creature, human artificer. She is green. And her name is Ovaya Pashiri, sage lifecrafter. So her ability is, she costs 1 green mana for a 1/2, 2 green and tap, create a 1/1 colored servo artifact creature token, 4 green and tap, create an XX colorless construct artifact creature token, where X is the number of creatures you control. So that's kind of cool. Okay. So next up. Okay, so this card shows up in the original Ravnica City of Guilds, another land. Apparently lands have long names. And this was tied to one of the guilds, which makes sense since it's Ravnica. So if... So the flavor text says the name of this land. The Stalwart Shield, the Towering Sentinel, the Seat of Justice is the flavor text. So it taps to add colorless. For two, and then two different colored mana that associates with this land. Target creature gains double strike until end of turn. So what is it? Okay, you guess it's the Boros. It is Sunholm, Fortress of the Legion, which is the land associated with the Boros. Okay. Next. Next is another scheme. So this scheme says, when you set the scheme in motion, each opponent sacrifices a creature, then each opponent who didn't sacrifice a creature discards two cards. But nothing will end your regret, is the flavor text. So the card is Only Blood Ends Your Nightmares. So if you've never played Arch Enemy, by the way, Arch Enemy is very fun. It is... So Arch Enemy, by the way, was based loosely on an idea that Bill Rose had come with called Power Lunch. And the premise of Power Lunch was all of the powerful cards from Alpha, all the Power 9 were in it, but were average cards. Like, and Social Recall was in the set, but an average card was the joke of Power Lunch. Okay. Okay, so next is a card that references a card I already talked about previously in this podcast. It is a 9/9 creature. Oh, and its flavor text is see evil, hear evil, speak evil. It's got a mana value of 11. It's a black card. It costs 10 and a black. What is this card? The card is Infernia Spawnington III Esquire. Creature, beast, demon, grandchild. Flying, first strike, trample, haste. The spell costs 3 less to cast for each card you reveal this turn. When Infernia Spawnington III Esquire enters the battlefield, you may say, I'm here. If you do, it deals 3 damage to target player. So this is the third. So there's Infernal Spawn of Evil, Infernal Spawn of Evil, and then Infernia Spawnington III Esquire. So we could not call it Infernal Spawn of Infernal Spawn of Infernal Spawn of Evil because we didn't have the ability to mess with the frame and it didn't fit. So we ended up, Ari Nee came up with this name, which was a very clever way to be the third in the series. So I thought that was pretty cool. Okay, next up. Okay, so the next up, this is the last of our cards with 33 letters in its name. What can I say about this? So this card is silver bordered, but did not appear in any unsets. See if that gives you a clue. This showed up. Interesting. Okay. This is a Heroes of the Realm card. So I'm not sure how much we're supposed to count this or not. It does show up. It showed up in the database. So Heroes of the Realm, for those who do not know, is a... every year, several awards are given out called the Heroes of the Realm to usually 3 different sections of the company for various things they did. And this one was given out to people who made a brand new game. And this is a character from that game, not a Magic character. But the Heroes of the Realm, when you win the Heroes of the Realm, you get to make a Magic card. And then we print it. It doesn't have a normal back. It has a Heroes of the Realm back. And then the people who won it get copies of the card. And that's the only place the card is put out. It's not technically a Magic card and that doesn't have a Magic back, but the front is a Magic card. So anyway, this is was for making Transformers. See, I don't know if you guys know your Heroes of the Realm card. So this was Optimus Prime Inspiring Leader, 3 red white, Autobot character, bot mode. 1, turn target permanent you control to its other face. 1, until the end of turn, Optimus Prime Inspiring Leader becomes a construct with base power and toughness, 6/6, and creates... And creatures you control gain trample. And it says rollout. It's a 4/5. Okay, so now we're going to get to names with 30 in it. So there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 cards with 30 in it. Okay, so we're going to start with a Planeswalker. Okay, so this Planeswalker is a character that's shown up... a bunch of times. Okay, so the card in question is from War of the Spark. Okay, that does not help you, but it is the longest named planeswalker from War of the Spark. And here's a big clue. It was associated with War of the Spark, but you couldn't get it inside a box, inside a booster pack of War of the Spark. What is it? It was the promotional giveaway if you buy a box, the buy a box promo. It's Tezzeret, Master of the Bridge. So four blue-black, legendary Planeswalker Tezzeret. Creatures and Planeswalker spells you cast have affinity for artifacts. They cost one less to cast for each artifact you control. Plus two, Tezzeret, Master of the Bridge deals X damage to each opponent where X is the number of artifacts you control. You gain X life. Minus three, return target artifact cards from your graveyard to your hand. And minus eight, exile top 10 cards of your library. Put all artifact cards from among them on the battlefield. He comes with a loyalty of five. So anyway, we made this cool card. In the story, he's the one that opens the bridge that allows Bolas to get all of the Eternals and the Eternal Gods and everything to Ravnica for his big attack. But he is not technically on Ravnica because he is managing the gate, or is the gate. So we thought it'd be cool to do a buy the box in which Tezzeret was the buy box. So he wasn't technically on Ravnica, but he's associated with it. Next up is a card from Commander Legends. So came out last year. This character is a legendary creature, Core Scout. So that kind of tells you it's a white card. It's a 2/2, converted mana cost. I'm sorry, mana value of 3. It has partner, as many of the legendaries do, or almost all the legendaries do. What is this card? So it is Arden, Intrepid Archaeologist. So 2 and a white, legendary creature, Core Scout, 2/2. At the beginning of combat in your turn, you may attach any number of auras and equipment you control to target permanent or player, and it's got partner. You can have two commanders that both have partner. And then the flavor text is, with the right tools, even the sky is within reach. Okay, next card. Okay, so this is another land. Apparently, lots of legendary land. So this is another Champions of Kamigawa legendary land. It is in the same cycle of the one we talked about earlier. But this one is the blue one. So its students graduate the school and enter history. So what is it? It's Minimo School at Water's Edge. Legendary land, tap, add blue to your mana pool. Blue tap, untapped target, legendary permanent. So this whole cycle, by the way, they're legendary lands. They tap for one color, although they're not the subtype. And they, for that colored mana, tap that color and tap to do something to a legendary permanent or legendary, sometimes legendary creature. Okay, next. Okay, so this card is a double face card. It is a double face card. But it's not one double face card. It is two double face cards. Dun, dun, dun. What does that mean? This card doesn't have a mana cost. It is a legendary creature, Eldrazi Ooze. Do you have it yet? I give a lot of clues here. It's a 7/4, trample and haste. What is it? It is Hanwir the Writhing Township. A legendary creature, Eldrazi Ooze, trample haste. Whenever Hanwir the Writhing Township attacks, create 2/3/2 colorless Eldrazi Horde creature tokens that are tapped and attacking. Hanwir Garrison and Hanwir Battlements are two cards that if you get them out and you get them both out, they transform to make Hanwir the Writhing Township. Which is one of the reasons we can afford to get that long name on it, is it doesn't have mana costs. Although it does have the symbol, double face card symbol, upper left hand corner. Okay, next up is another legendary creature. This one is from Time Spiral. He had been referenced in the past, and we finally decided to make a card for him. So he's a legendary creature, Goblin Advisor, and his flavor text is, "Everybody but me, charge!" So he's a 3/2. Whenever another goblin you control becomes blocked, sacrifice it. If you do, it deals 4 damage to each creature blocking it, and sacrifice 2 mountains, create 2/1/1 red goblin creature tokens. And he costs 4 mana, 3 and a red. It is Ib Halfheart, Goblin Tactician. Okay, so next, this is another scheme. This is another scheme. What can I say about this scheme? I'll tell you what the scheme does. When you set the scheme in motion, draw 2 cards. Artifact spells you cast this turn cost 2 less to cast. The flavor text is, Credence build machines, I construct destiny. And the card is, the pieces are coming together. It, by the way, if you can name schemes more, I mean, I'm doing this just because I'm trying to be thorough, but if you can name schemes, hats off to you. That is not an easy thing to do. Okay, the next one is from Theros Beyond Death. It is a legendary creature. It has a converted mana value of 2, and it's a 6/6. Can you get it from that? It's a mythic rare. It's a legendary creature. You got it yet? Elder Giant. Illustrated by Vincent Prose. It is Kroxa, Titan of Death's Hunger. So it costs red and black and a red, a legendary creature, Elder Giant, 6/6. When Kroxa enters the battlefield, sacrifice it unless it escaped. When Kroxa enters the battlefield or attacks, each opponent discards a card. Then each opponent who didn't discard a card, each opponent who didn't discard a non-land card this way loses 3 life. And then escape, black, black, red, red, exile 5 other cards from your graveyard. You may cast this card from your graveyard for its escape cost. Okay. Okay, this one. Oh, this is interesting. This is a playtest card from the Mystery Boosters. So this is a hard one. So this is the longest name. It is a hybrid card. It's a sorcery. And it says, return card name to its owner's hand. So what was that card called? And in the the art, it says, can we make it arcane? So the card is called, How to Keep an Isn't Mage Busy. So, illustrated by Scott Van Essen, by the way. Pretty cool. Okay, the next one is a Silver Border card that came out in 2020. So this card, people have been wanting me to make this for quite a while. I finally saw an opportunity to make it, so I did. What else can I say about it? It cares about art. It has two activation costs, 1 in black and 1 in green, although the card is black. But the reason it has a green activation cost is for its color identity, because we wanted it to care about 2 colors. Mana value 4, 3/3, legendary creature, squirrel. It is a Cornelia, Fashionable Filter. I think her original name, by the way, was a Cornelia Goth Squirrel. But they ended up changing it to Fashionable Filter. I liked A. Cornelia as a name. We were trying to get a cool female name that sounded like a squirrel. And once I realized that Acorn, I was like, oh, is there a name that starts with corn? And Cornelia turned out to be the case. So it's A. Cornelia, Fashionable Filter, 3 and a black, legendary creature, squirrel. Whenever you cast a spell with a squirrel in its art, you get an acorn counter. Whenever a squirrel you control enters the battlefield or dies, you get an acorn counter. 2 black, pay X and an acorn, pay X acorn counters. Target creature gets minus X to end of turn. Green, pay X or acorn counters. Target creature gets plus X to end of turn. You know, I like this design a lot. So it was not designed originally with the acorn counters, but when we were putting it together, I think Daniel Holt, either Daniel Holt or James Arnold, the two people that do our frames, or maybe, I'm not sure which of the two of them. One of our frames people came up with the idea of doing the icon, which actually was super cool. So I'm happy that we did. Okay, I'm almost done here. I'm almost to my desk. So let's see if it's done. I think I have 2 more cards left. Okay, so this next one. Oh, it's another scheme. Okay, I'll just read the scheme because these ones are hard. When you set the scheme in motion, after this main phase, there's an additional combat phase followed by an additional main phase. Creatures you control gain vigilance until end of turn. And the flavor text is, are they dead yet? No? Then my previous order stands. So if you know, like I said, if you know your schemes, I'm very proud of you. So this is drench the soil in their blood. Okay. Oh, no, I'm sorry. We have 2 more left we haven't done yet. Okay, so we're almost done. So we're going to finish with the 30s, and then we'll call it a day. Okay, next. This is from Eldritch Moon. This is a sorcery. I'll read the flavor text. At Nahiri's call, Emrakul traversed the vast emptiness between the planes and arrived on Innistrad. It has the word Eldrazi in its reminder text. And it references some part of the IP of magic that's been around, that has existed for quite a while. that we... This might be the first card that actually ever references this thing on a Magic card, at least in the title, I believe. So the answer is... Coax from the Blind Eternities. 2 and a blue, sorcery. You may reveal an Eldrazi card you own from outside the game, or choose a face-up Eldrazi card you own in exile, put the card into your hand. So this is, in the story, Nahiri pulls Emrakul from Zendikar to Innistrad. And so this is talking about that story point. Okay, finally, our final 30 character card title. Okay, so this is from Commander Legends. So obviously it has partner because the Legends have partner. Legendary creature, human artificer. I'll read the flavor text. She sees beyond technology to what it enables. Glacian, Power Stone Engineer. So this is she's a woman. What else can we say about her? She has something to do with artifacts. So you know what this is? The answer is Rebic, Architect of Ascension. So she's 3 and a white, legendary creature, human artificer. Artifacts you control, protection from each converted mana cost among artifacts you control. Partner. You can have 2 commanders that both have partner. Anyway, I think, let me go look through, make sure I got all my things. Dun, 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 dun. I did. So anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed this and the previous trivia ones. It's fun doing trivia from time to time. We'll see how well you did. Hopefully you had fun doing it. Either you did it well, or you learned some new things, and hopefully there's a little bit of trivia in here for you. But anyway, I enjoy doing the trivia one. So if you guys have other topics for trivia, I love having just weird topics to do trivia on. But anyway, guys, I can see my desk, so we all know what this means. It means it's the end of my drive to work. So instead of talking magic, it's time for me to be making magic. I'll see you guys next time. Bye-bye.